Bachrog rolled his head from side to side with a series of loud cracks, shook out his arms, and gave a few practice swings of his beloved spiky mace. The tribe had gathered around the two of them, hollering and hooting like wild apes after a kill. Only the shaman was quiet, staring balefully right at him from behind a mask of blue woad paint. His challenger, Graka the Spear, was springing up and down in the mud on its long, nasty clawed feet. He was taller than Bachrog, rangy in the arms, all gristle and sinew, with no good eating on him. Probably weighed about half as much as it too, especially with the basher armor covering Bachrog's body from head to toe. But his opponent was younger, full of the fire of confidence, and he had a mad, toothy grin that Bachrog didn't like one bit. Maybe this one would slip his jagged spear blade through a gap in his armor and end it all, or maybe not. The spiky plate armor had saved his life more than once. Its metal had a strange blue tint to it, and the rest of the tribe said it was lucky, maybe even blessed by Gorka Morka. Carting it around every day, Bachrog didn't feel so blessed. It weighed an absolute ton and made every one of his muscles ache, especially his bad knee. And that was to say nothing of the pounding headache that was now resonating, thump, 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 in the back of his mind. Too much squig brew the night before, perhaps. Or maybe he was just getting old. The lanky git came for him, spear outstretched. Bachrog snorted in contempt as he parried. He went in to snap the pole arm in half, but the spear looped around, avoiding his crushing mace as quick as a snake. The tip shot out and struck him in the gap between chestplate and big-jawed mask. Took a chunk of his throat, too. He felt blood trickle into the pit of his collarbone. If Bachrog hadn't twisted at the last moment, it would have gone right through him.
Let the youth get in a few hits. Let him get overconfident. Then the mace would do its work.
Another thrust from the spear, too fast. This one clanged off his helm, making his ears ring. The crowd hollered and crowed. Bachrog muscled forward, knee aching in protest, then swung out his mace with a roar of outrage. Graka hopped back out of reach, a guttural hurr audible despite the roar of the crowd, before lancing out with his spear once more. This time, Bachrog caught it behind the tip with his offhand. He pulled hard, the spiked hilt of his mace coming up to meet the stumbling youth. It caught Graka in the armpit, tearing away a flap of skin and muscle. The crowd howled its approval as the youth fell back, spitting fury.
Laugh that one off, you git!
The spear spun around, hilt out to draw the parry. Then the pointy bit came around so fast that Bachrog couldn't do anything but turn into the blow. It clanged hard off his breastplate, the great slab of metal chiming like a bell. He lowered his head and charged, arms outstretched to stop the youth dodging out of the way. Graka leapt up, planting a foot on his shoulder and pushing up and over to land with a splash in the middle of the ring. Bachrog staggered on, one hand sliding in the muck as he fought to keep his balance. The laughing crowd was right there next to him. He felt a boot in the small of his back and another one on the back of his neck. Bachrog growled and swung his mace at them, but they'd pulled back. That Graka had plenty of mates here, too many by half. Bachrog hissed through his teeth, proper angry now. He stamped forward, ready for that spear to come in once more. He had little choice given the difference in reach. He just had to take the hilt on his armor and then return the blow with his much. Graka kicked a spray of mud right in his face. It was all in his eyes, and with his helm on, there was no way to wipe it off. Blinded, he charged on instinct. Something hard and killer fast hit him in the knee, the bad knee at that. In a blaze of pain, his leg buckled. The shaman's words drifted through his memory amidst agony.
Walk with a limp, Bachrog, and watch, see what getcha.
He felt a hard kick to his throat, opening the wound there, and he went over in the mud. Too heavy to get up, it felt like he had swallowed his own tongue. Then a burst of pain shot through his chin, the top of that deadly spear pushing in to gouge at his face. Bachrog roared in indignation as the nasty, jagged blade levered off his mask. He somehow got to his knees, wiping away the muck from his eyes just in time to see the silhouette of Graka bringing down the spear like a club.
Whack!
Then, only darkness. It was twilight when Bachrog came to his senses. The crowd had gone, as had his armor, cut away from him with careless, crowing knives that had left a dozen gouges and slices in his flesh. He sat up, taking in the score of wounds, gleaming bright red across his body. The thumping in his head was 10 times worse now.
Thump, thump, thump.
But weirdly, it didn't hurt. Neither did his wounds. Quite the opposite, in fact. His blood fizzed, making him feel strangely energized as he got to his feet. The breeze felt clean on his exposed skin, invigorating even. The shaman was still there, staring balefully.
You feel it?
He croaked.
The thumping sound?
It not sound, it feeling. Something clicked in Bokrog's mind. Above the shaman, the clouds were being blown by a hard wind. One of them looked a bit like a charging boar rider slowly pushing its way through wall upon wall of thick white clouds. No, not a boar rider. Something far bigger, more primal. A god. The shaman came towards him, dipping his gnarled fingers into a pot of fungus woad. Bokrog let the old Boric smear the bright blue pigment on his face and chest, too entranced by the clouds to stop him.
It's time, isn't it?
Said Bokrog.
It is. He's coming, isn't he?
He is.
Better get going, then.
Bokrog shucked off the last of his armor straps, picked up a decent-sized bone from the detritus at the edge of the camp, and set off towards the thumping sound in his head. His knee didn't hurt, for once. He felt ready.
Better had,
said the shaman absently, staring up at the clouds.